Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ali Clark. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Skeeter Kell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex Kellner. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Alex Kellner. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting second. The center fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting third. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hector Rodriguez. Batting sixth. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bud Stewart. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Massey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain bunts towards third. Rodriguez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a stolen base and an error. Minoso scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a pop-up towards third. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce strikes out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kellner for the out. Astroth moves to second. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Minoso hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 1 in the game. Zerniel strikes out. Two outs. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Massey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Massey reaches second base with a double. Rodriguez goes all the way around to score. It's 4 to nothing, White Sox. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart bunts towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stewart for the out. Massey moves to third. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 1 in the game. Pierce strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a line drive towards first. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel misplays the ball. That's an error on Carrasquel. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Minoso hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, White Sox. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mealy takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-0, White Sox. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Massey hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. Joost hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a line drive towards third. Rodriguez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly is hit by the pitch. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 2 in the game. Zerniel hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Suter now playing shortstop. Ed Wright now pitching. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-2 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carrasquel moves to second. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carrasquel scores. It's 8-0, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-2 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel misplays the ball. That's an error on Carrasquel. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Astroth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mealy takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Mealy moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez bunts towards the right side of the infield. Kel misplays the ball. That's an error on Kel. Mealy scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 9-0, White Sox. Sam Dente pinch runs for Hector Rodriguez. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Massey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly who is chasing the ball. Massey reaches third base with a triple. Robinson scores. Dente goes all the way around to score. It's 11-0, White Sox. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Massey scores. It's 12-0, White Sox. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 3 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wright fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Dente now playing third base. Kite Thomas pinch hits for Ed Wright. Kite Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-1, White Sox. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dente fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 3 in the game. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Kukab now pitching. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kukab fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark who is chasing the ball. Minoso reaches third base with a triple. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Mealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoso scores. It's 13-1, White Sox. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Robinson hits a line drive towards first. Fain reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 3 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 3 in the game. Hitchcock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 3 in the game. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Hitchcock moves to second. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Astroth hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Scheib pinch hits for Johnny Kukab. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib hits a fly ball into center field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 13, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.